East to the Dawn, The Life of Amelia Earhart, by Susan Butler. This book is read by Anna Fields. To my mother, Grace Liebman Breslauer. Preface. Like many young girls looking for a role model, I became interested in Amelia Earhart at an early age. After all, she was so appealing. She was courageous, glamorous, and mysterious. She was that rare bird, an American woman who had achieved fame and fortune by virtue of her own natural talents. She appealed to me for an additional personal reason as well. My mother was a pilot in the 1930s, when most people were still afraid to get into an airplane, much less fly one. Her parents bought an airplane and hired a pilot to fly them around. The pilot had a lot of downtime, and my mother, Grace Liebman, in her early 20s, wanted to fly. So he taught her. Before long, she was a pilot, had her own plane, an open cockpit Waco biplane, dark green with white trim, and was a member of the 99s, the women's flying organization of which Amelia Earhart was the most illustrious member. Flying out of the airport in Red Bank, New Jersey, my mother had a wonderful time doing what the early pilots did in those days, buzzing friends, flying under the bridges that link Manhattan with the rest of the world, and landing in cornfields, hayfields, and on beaches. Those were the days when there was something magical about flying. There was the incredible thrill of being in the air, the heady sense of accomplishing something people had been dreaming about at least since Icarus.